Jean, G-E-N-E, Dixon, D-I-X-S-O-N, 2645, 79-year-old gentleman, recently hospitalized with chest pain, shortness of breath, coronary arteries, scheduled for cardiac stent placement sometimes in the next week or two, period. In the paragraph, he has a history of hypertension, difficulty sleeping, and anxiety, period. In the paragraph, he also has shortness of breath, extensive history of smoking, tobacco abuse, and continues to smoke, period. Allergy, none. Social, he does smoke, he does drink, he lives with his family. He used to be a construction worker. He's single, has five children. Originally from Louisiana. Surgery, right hand surgery, tailbone surgery, neck surgery times two, prostate surgery, and gallbladder surgery. Family history, both mom and dad died of old age. Review of system, shortness of breath, history of asthma. Shortness of breath is both related to COPD and the coronary artery disease and the fact that he needs stent placement. And the stent placement should relieve some of the shortness of breath, but he definitely needs to quit smoking. He's not interested in doing that at this time, he tells me. COVID immunization, up to date. Gene is awake. He's able to give me a good history, but gets confused when asked too many questions, period. Blood pressure 140 over 90, pulses 92, respirations 18, O2 sets 91% on room air. Heart positive, small positive, lungs, fear, bronchi, abdomen, soft neck, JVD, skin shows, no rash around, because of the medication. Oh, by the way, medication list. He takes Tylenol for pain, aspirin, 81 milligram a day. He takes Ambien, 10 milligram, some kind of sleeping medication. He doesn't know the name. He can't find it, and he takes Norvasc 5 milligram at that time. Assessment here, we have a 79-year-old gentleman with COPD. He's awake. He's alert. He's able to give me good history. He has extensive history of smoking. He also has hypertension, coronary artery disease, anxiety, period. In the paragraph, he would benefit from stopping smoking, but he's not interested in doing so at this time, period. In the paragraph, he's scheduled for stent placement at Memorial Hermann in next week or so because of he has two blockages in his heart, his son tells me, period. His son is his power of attorney, and I've spoken to him as well at 972-333-4316, but he lives in Dallas currently, period. In the paragraph, history of asthma. In the paragraph, history of chronic pain. Next number is increased cough. Next number is air hunger. Next number is anxiety, both related to coronary artery disease as well as his end-stage COPD. Next number, O2 saturation is borderline. Thank you.